Buckle up, Buttercup!
Bringing a whole new attitude to your afternoons.
You're either on this train or you're not. It's moving. You can get out the way or you can join us.
You know, two dudes talking sports.
I love the way they're talking to you. They're winners. Winners get to do what they want.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It's Kenny and JT.
It's showtime.
Have a great show!
Let's go, because two things just happened.
What?
Joe Burrow just got sacked again, and Patrick Mahomes just threw for another touchdown pass.
And I just got done shoveling my driveway for the 14th time in the last 2 days. My goodness. 6 more inches at least here in Medina.
No, not here.
At least 6 more inches.
You need to move to the Hall of Fame city. We're only getting a little bit of a dusting. Maybe a little bit more than that right now. But let's start right there with the weather. It's 22 degrees in beautiful downtown Canton. A little bit of flurry action going on. And people are urged to stay off the roads once again. Me, you know, I just pop right into four-wheel drive. Out of my way, Sunday driver. I'm coming to work. The problem is you don't know where to park, Kenny. When you try to park downtown, you don't want to park on the street. They want to try to get out there with the snow plows and move everything off to the side of the road, and we can't do that either. So I parked in that old hidden parking lot we've got behind the radio station.
See, I wouldn't be able to get up into that parking lot because it's too much of an incline with my car.
And you're right. The beautiful thing about that is no one else knows it's there either, so you don't have to worry about it getting plowed because nobody pays attention to it.
Dude, seriously, I was supposed to go get a haircut yesterday, all right?
I couldn't
get out of my driveway.
I like it long. You know what it reminds me of?
What's that?
Aaron Rodgers. Put that thing in a bun in the back. You could be Aaron Rodgers. You get the Rodgers rate for free.
I was so mad yesterday. This girl that cuts my hair, she's very popular, so it's tough to get in.
She touch your hair?
She cuts my hair.
She touch you? You work all day long on your hair, and she touches your hair?
Yeah, well, I tried to dig out in time, but then by the time I dug out yesterday and they came and plowed the streets finally, she was already gone and closed, so I didn't get my hair cut yesterday.
We just washed the hair. You know, I work on my hair a long time, and you hit it. He hits my hair.
She hits your hair?
She does, and she does a great job when I get a chance to get a cut, but I couldn't yesterday. And then, of course, Frankie's out there. He thinks it's playtime when I want him to do his business. It's freezing. I want to get inside. He doesn't do number one. He doesn't do number two for at least 10 to 15 minutes doing the cha-cha in the snow and burying his snout. And it's just, I hate winter. Why do I live in Ohio is what I want to know.
We're all stuck here for whatever reason. Everybody says that this time of year, but it's beautiful for 2 months in the summertime. We were talking about that at the gym yesterday. It's like, why are we still here? Because we could go wherever we wanted to, because those 2 beautiful months or days in the summertime, when everything looks great and the skies are blue and it's hot out, dude, it's overcast as much in the summertime here in Northeast Ohio as it is in the wintertime. Go ahead and call me and argue with me. I'm sick and tired of the gray skies. But, hey, at least the days are getting longer. And we're now at about, 55 days until spring? Where the only difference will be, it'll be about maybe 40 degrees warmer, and it'll still be overcast.
Yeah, you know what? Coach Hurtler has the right idea living in Siesta Key for however many months out of the year it is, man. We need to get down there. We need to be able to do our show from down there on the beach, Siesta Key, year-round, and still be entertaining and informative.
So let's talk a little bit more about snow real quick. We'll turn our attention to the NFL and how far away the Browns are from what we've seen this weekend. Or are they? Because I've got an idea that they may not be that far off. I was plowing my snow, I believe it was, I can't remember what day of the week it is. Today's Monday, so it must have been yesterday, before the football games.
All right.
So I go out there, and you know my snowblower, I told you last week, it's on its last leg. But it's a trooper, it tries to get through it, right? Well, this thing, Kenny, it's the weirdest thing ever. I'm plowing the snow with the snowblower, or whatever you want to call it, blowing the snow with the snowblower, and these pieces start falling off the snowblower. I'm like, what's that for? Must not be that important. It's still running, right? I'm dropping bolts, nuts, and bolts and washers. I'm like, it must not be needed. So I call my cousin Tony Shaheen. He fixes these things. And I said, hey, Tony, I know you fixed my lawnmower in the summertime. Do you do the same with the snowblower? Well, yeah, I do. What's wrong with it? I said, how the hell do I know? It just keeps dropping pieces. He goes, I'll come over and take a look at it. In the meantime, I've got another one. So what we're going to try to do is maybe salvage a piece here, a part there. Luckily, I'm able to find these pieces. Do they mean anything?
Is it still working?
A little bit. Not as good as it should be.
Well, when it shuts down completely, then it's time to either rebuild it, make it faster, stronger, better, or go out and purchase a new one.
Thank goodness I don't throw these pieces away. They've got to be worth something somewhere.
You scrap, what is that? You sell the scraps and then put that towards the purchase. And remember when we discussed last week about should we go out and buy a snowblower?
Right.
Because, you know, we only shovel, what, two or three times we think in the entire winter. You know what? I wish I would have bought a damn snowblower.
Yeah, you got to think ahead. It's just like I said, you want a new Christmas tree? Now is the time to buy. This thing, when I started it up on Sunday yesterday, it was smoking so poorly. I mean, so badly, I guess you should say. This thing looked like it was on fire. I think Akbar Bennett, the new fire chief, sent an all-points bulletin to anybody. There's a fire in North Canton. Somebody go put it out. Oh, it's just JT and his stupid snowblower.
Okay. So were you able to fix it? Or what's going on?
No. No. I called Tony. He's going to come over and take a look at it, try to read it. Here's the problem. Like you said, they're all sold out. So, you know, cousin Tony, he's like a guy in a street corner wants to sell you a watch, right? He says, hey, if I can't get this thing to work, I've got a $1,500 snowblower I'll sell you for $400. Oh, what's that tell you? Hey, want to buy a watch?
Yeah. Where'd you get that
but
snowblower?
You'd be better
it
off
doesn't matter.
If you trust the guy, which I, by the way, Tony, if you're out there listening, God love you, I do trust you. It would make more sense to buy a rebuilt snowblower for me right now than to go out and get hoodwinked into buying a new one, even if it's in stock, and you're going to overpay for it, right?
The maintenance guys here at the apartment complex I live at, right, JT? They have this snowblower that maybe is a foot wide.
Yes.
And I'm sitting and I'm watching these two guys,
trying
to clean. Yes,
power.
I'm watching them. And I'm thinking to myself, you mean to tell me for what I pay a month rent-wise, you can't find a bigger snowblower than this one that's about a foot wide? And they've got to, there's two guys and they've got to do like 70 units.
Yeah.
And it's going to take them, by the time they're done, it's already covered again.
I know those two guys. Is the one guy's name Daryl and his brother's name is Daryl? Wasn't that their names? Daryl and Larry, Daryl and Daryl. That's the guy that's doing your snow.
They're good dudes, and the one guy's a fan of the show, and we talk and
just
everything.
Made fun of him.
Well, I'm not making fun of them.
No,
I'm making
I did.
Fun of the people who hired them because there's only two of them that they handle the whole freaking property.
That
man.
Must mean one thing and one thing only: the place that you live is owned by Bob Newhart. Let's get caught up to date if you missed it. Are you ready for this?
All right. Let's do it.
Did you miss again? Here are the weekend headlines that you have missed.
Well, you wanted parity in the NFL? You got it. Three of the four playoff games were walk-off field goals. The fourth game goes to overtime. Cincy over Tennessee, 19-16. 49ers over the Pack, 13-10. Rams over Buccaneers, 30-27. Chiefs over the Bills in overtime, 42-36. Other than the final score, the only thing Buffalo lost was a coin toss.
Dude, how wrong is that? That the only thing Josh Allen did wrong yesterday was call tails instead of heads, and it cost him the game, man. That rule's got to be changed. Got to be changed.
A few odds and ends. List of things that can be done in 13 seconds. You ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Some people can run the 100 meters in less than 13 seconds. You can update your Facebook status in 13 seconds. You can make a first impression in 13 seconds. You can find something to do in a Google search, 13 seconds. You can send a text message in 13 seconds. You can download an app in about 13 seconds. You can buy it on eBay in 13 seconds. You can drive the Kansas City Chiefs basically 50 yards into position for a 49-yard game-tying field goal as time expires in a divisional playoff game versus the Buffalo Bills, who look like the Cleveland Browns, for the most unluckiest football team in the history of the NFL playoffs in 13 seconds.
That's, you know what, they've got wide right from Super Bowl 25 with Scott Nogood, Scott Norwide, whatever you want to call him right now. Now they're catching up to Cleveland. They've got wide right, and now they've got 13 seconds. They need one more because there's red right 88 to drive
more.
The fumble.
They lost last year to Kansas City too, remember.
Yeah, but was there a distinctive play or a title to the way they lost?
We'll call it Josh Allen lost. A few more odds and ends real quick. Brady misses the championship round in the division for only the second time since 2011.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah, I told you, he made a deal with the devil. He had to be this good. Because he let them back. It wasn't his fault they lost.
If you missed it, here's a look at how the movies did at the box office over the weekend. Number five movie in the land, The King's Man, brought in $1.779 million. Redeeming Love, have no idea who's in that, came in at number four. Redeeming Love. Sounds like a Robbie Benson movie. Number three, Sing 2, brought in $5.7 million. At number two, Scream at $12.4 million. And once again, number one movie in the land, because the president says so, Spider-Man, No Way Home, still at the top of the list.
Dude, do you have any desire to see that Spider-Man?
I don't know if I have any desire to see any of these movies right now.
The one I want to watch is 355, and that's with Jessica Chastain. That's the only one I have I really want to see, and that wasn't even top five this week.
If you missed it, Cavs costly win Saturday versus OKC 94-87. Costly due to the fact that Lauri Markkanen suffered a high ankle sprain. They're saying he's going to be out for a while. Your guess is as good as mine there.
Dude, they're dropping like flies for this team. They've got a big game tonight against the Knicks at home. It'll be interesting to see what J.B. Bickerstaff does with the starting lineup now.
Cavs will host the Knicks tonight before facing Milwaukee on Wednesday. Cleveland is number 11 in the NBA power rankings this week behind the Dallas Mavericks, but ahead of the Charlotte Hornets, amazingly ahead of teams like the Denver Nuggets, Toronto Raptors, and L.A. Lakers.
How about that, LeBron?
That's it.
That's all.
I agree.
I don't know what else to say.
I do have an NBA trade rumor of the day. Are you ready?
Lay it on me.
If Ben Simmons isn't dealt by the trade deadline on the 10th of February, Philadelphia 76ers hope to orchestrate a deal with the Brooklyn Nets, Ben Simmons for James Harden. Simmons still has 3 years left on his $113 million deal. Harden could reach unrestricted free agency by this summer.
Dude, if I'm the 76ers, I make that deal in a heartbeat. And with the way this season has gone, get him in there in time for the playoffs. They could be a perennial. They could be, you know what? They could win the whole damn thing with him with Philadelphia.
A backcourt of Ben Simmons and Kyrie Irving.
Oh, gosh.
Who wants to play less?
Yeah.
If you missed it, Kansas State center Ioka Lee broke a 35-year-old record on Sunday. She scored 61 points, the most in a Division I women's college basketball game, by leading her team to a 94-65 victory over number 14, Oklahoma. She was 5 points short of scoring more than the opposing team.
Wow, that's pretty impressive, man. Anytime you get above 50, that's awesome.
If you missed it, in men's college hoop, Auburn at 18-1 is the number one team in the land. At number two, Gonzaga. Number three, Arizona. Number four, Baylor. Number five, Kansas at 16-2. Rounded out the top 10 with Purdue, UCLA, Houston, Duke, Michigan State at 10. The Ohio State Buckeyes are still currently ranked number 16 at 12-4.
That's good. Hey, top 20's fine right now.
Over the weekend, high school hoops. If you missed it, here's Brian.
Hey, we did the Green Hoover game Friday night. Good game. Tense battle. Green wins again, though, 36-31 over Hoover. Lake stunned at Jackson, 52-37. Get this. Jackson was down to Lake 17-3 after one.
Wow.
And nothing Tim DeBevick said at halftime helped because they lost. And Louisville lost to a good Marlington team, 61-42. Jackson, Louisville tomorrow. Who's going to be angrier? Coach Siegfried or Coach DeBevick?
Coach DeBevick's always mad.
We got Coach Siegfried tonight. We'll find out. Yeah. We got Siegfried tonight
Siegfried tonight, Roy tomorrow. Great.
Yeah, I was going to mention a duo, Siegfried and Roy. Alliance beat Minerva 61-57. South over Salem 46-30. Northwest beat Tuslaw 63-58. Manchester over Fairless 54-41. Just a few Saturday games. Maslin beat Ashland 75-70. What's the nickname of the Ashland High School?
They're
basketball
the Ashland
team?
Owls. Next question.
No, they're the Arrows.
Oh, okay.
The Arrows. Because we were talking about Arrows before, but these are actually
weapon
arrows.
It should be
arrows.
The Owls.
Warren JFK beat Central 44-40. Tuslaw bounced back to beat Sandy Valley 68-50.
Glen Oak didn't get beat by 30.
No,
it was a great weekend then.
Yeah, well, they didn't play. Remember that game with McKinley got postponed.
You are correct. I was going to go to that game. No, now you're all caught up to date on the Kenny and JT Show. You want to talk NFL football next?
Let's do it.
330-450-1480. Join the conversation. It's the Monday edition I have to look and see if it's still snowing. Oh, it's not snowing anymore. Kenny and JT Show on News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It's Kenny and JT on WHBC.